Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
It's important for you to understand just because you believe it, it does not make it true. Only God's word is true. Now listen to this report from Barna Research. It states, the key findings in newly released research shows and reveals that America's drift from clearly defined religious denominations to faiths cut to fit personal preferences. And then he goes on to say, we are a designer society. We want everything custom to our personal needs, our clothing, our food, our education. Now it's our religion. Barna laments. People say, I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. It's a good book. And then they believe whatever they want. Listen to another survey. Americans are comfortable with an altered spiritual experience as long as they can participate in the shaping of that faith experience. Barna pointed out, Americans typically draw from a broad treasury of moral, spiritual, and ethical sources of thought to concoct a uniquely personal brand of faith. Everything is a brand, you know. And there are Americans today who are putting together all kinds of beliefs to concoct their brand of faith. And then it states, only one-third, 34%, believe in the absolute moral truth of the Bible. 34% of those who took the survey. 71% say that they will develop their own slate of religious beliefs rather than accept a package of beliefs promoted by a church or denomination. Did you hear that? 71% say that they will develop their own religious beliefs. These are professing Christians. 49% of pastors polled do not accept the Bible as being absolutely true. That's the world we're living in. That's why it's so important that you know what you know is true. That you are aware the truth of God is being preached and taught. That you go along with the preacher and find the scriptures and read them for yourself. And if he simply uses one scripture and begins to preach for an hour and never mentions the word of God again, that's a clue that you could be in the wrong place. Folks, we're living in an age of compromise. And that compromise is devaluing God's word. But can I tell you something? You can't change God's word. God's word is God's word. You can't erase God's word. In Psalm 119 and 160, it says, there is nothing but truth in your word, and all of your righteous regulations endure forever. Whatever you've said, Lord, is going to endure forever. In Psalm 119:89, it says, your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven. Your faithfulness extends to every generation and endures as the earth you created. Folks, the word of God does not change with different generations. You say, well, that was for the other generation. No, the word of God stands in every generation. God's word provides guidance for our lives. In Psalm 119 and 10, it says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light to my path. There is a day of visitation. There is a day of choice that will determine your eternal future. So I want to give you some advice today. And I'm giving it to you to protect your destiny and so that you would live. Folks, listen, you've got to make your decisions based upon the word of God, not your emotions, not your feelings, not what Susie says, not what Harry says. It's got to be based on the Bible, what God says. Now listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 30. It says in verse 19, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choices that you make." Folks, do you realize that God is watching your choices? The devil is watching your choices. Angels are watching your choices. Demons are watching your choices. They all have a stake in your eternal future. God trying to get you to fulfill the destiny he designed for your life. The devil trying to push you out of it and right into hell so you can join him there. It says, "Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." Can I tell you something? Whatever decisions you make in your life, many of them will affect your descendants. It goes on to say, "You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying and committing yourself firmly to him, for this is the key to your life." You wonder why sometimes an entire family is born again, and then another family, nobody's born again. We can't say it is necessarily because of what this person did, unless the person never served God. There are Christians who serve God faithfully, and their children don't serve the Lord. But there's a promise. Train up a child. I said train up a child. Now, you have to do your part, parents. In a world that focuses on athletics, education, and anything else for our children, it's your responsibility to put God in their lives, to keep the scriptures in front of them, quote the scriptures, pray with them. See, and then that verse will take effect. The Bible says, "Train up a child in the way that he shall go. And when he is older, if he strays, then he will return to the way." That's a promise. Some of you, you look at your children and they've strayed from God. You need to come back, continue to encourage them. Oh, honey, God loves you. Don't hit them in the head with the Bible. It hurts. The Bible calls it the sword of the Spirit. You don't want to cut the head off. You just want them to turn to God. Amen. Pray for them. Love them. Encourage them. Be there for them. Say, "I'm praying for you. And if you need a prayer to be answered, I'll be there for you." That's what God wants you to do. Because God will keep his word. I said, God will keep his word. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Some of you are discouraged because your children are far from God. You don't know what to do. They've made bad decisions. They've made bad choices. They come in and they go out and they're not exactly where they should be. But God has given you a promise. If you raise them in the Lord, in his word, in his house, they will return. I said they will return. I want to conclude with talking about Lot. Lot was Abraham's nephew. How many of you remember Lot in the Bible? Abraham took Lot with him to possess God's promised land to him. And Lot prospered because of his association with his uncle Abraham. In Genesis 13 and 5, it says, Lot, who had been traveling with Abraham also, had his own sheep, his own cattle, and his own tents. But there was not enough pasture for both of them because they had so many possessions, they were unable to remain together. So quarrels broke out between Abraham's servants and Lot's servants. So they decided to separate. This was Lot's moment of visitation. He didn't realize it. for he had been under Abraham's blessing and protection. It was Abraham's relationship with God that brought him blessing. Now it was his opportunity to choose the way that he was going to live, the way that he was going to go, the culture that he was going to embrace. Young people, hear me today. Many of you are living off the blessings of your parents. You have not lived long enough to have capital with God. You need to continue to follow the ways of your parents if they serve God, if they love God, if they're seeking God. Don't think you should change now and how you serve God and the place God should have in your life. That's why you're blessed. God expects for you to continue in the ways of your mother and your father if they serve the Lord. Don't all of a sudden start partying. Start doing all kinds of things that are a part of this world system to obtain self-esteem and pleasure. No, stay with God. That is the only place of safety. Like the scripture says, if you want to find life, stay with God. Anything else will lead to destruction.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible tells us that Lot, when he had his day of visitation, the decision he made was the wrong decision, because he pitched his tent next to the city of Sodom. In Genesis 13 and 10, it says, Lot looked in the direction of Zoar as far as he could see, and what he saw was that the whole Jordan plain was well watered, like the Lord's garden or like Egypt. So he chose the whole Jordan plain for himself. This is where the wicked cultures live. In verse 12, it says, Abraham lived in Canaan. That was the promised land. That's where God had said, I'm taking you there. While Lot lived among the cities of the plain, moving his tents as far as he could to Sodom. The Bible says the people who lived in Sodom were very wicked. They committed terrible sins against the Lord. The next thing we learn about Lot a little bit later on, he's living inside the city now. Folks, let me say this. One bad choice leads to another. And the thing that he didn't realize is that Sodom was under judgment. God was looking at Sodom and Gomorrah saying, I may have to judge these cities. And where is Lot? He's in the city. The Bible says one day God shared that with Abraham, knowing that Lot was his nephew. This is Genesis 18. The Lord said to Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah have had a lot of complaints come up against them. A lot of people praying about them. There's some real serious sin going on down there. He says, I must go down and see whether these complaints are true. If not, well, I'll know. Abraham, knowing the condition of these cities because he heard about them, he asked the Lord to spare the city if there was only, finally, 10 righteous people living there. God said, okay, if I can find 10 righteous people who love and serve me in these cities, I will not destroy it. Abraham said, "That you've got to be able to find 10. Oh, sure, Lord, okay. You've got to be able to find. In cities, you've got to find at least 10 people who serve the Lord. In Genesis 19 and 1, it says, the angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting at the gate. That probably meant that Lot was a judge in the city at this time, because generally the judges sat at the gate. Lot took the angels home to his house because he knew about all of the problems the city was having. And in fact, the angels had wanted to stay out all night. They said, well, we've just come to observe things here. Lot says, no, you must not stay out. You need to come to my house. The angel says, no, we'll stay. He says, no, please, please accept my hospitality. Come to my house. You must not be in the city at night. So the angels took Lot up on his invitation. But on the way, and when they got in, some of the men of the town came and knocked at his door and said, bring those men out here. We want to know them. Carnally. Lot says, no, you, these are my visitors. Don't you accost my visitors. I have daughters inside. If you want to use them. Are you listening? This is in the Bible. They tried to break their way in the door. The angels sent lightning, a flash of lightning, and blinded them so they couldn't find the door. And they said to Lot, you've got to get out of here. We know what's going on in this city now, and God's going to destroy it. So the angels led Lot and his family out of the city in the morning before they destroyed it. Genesis 19, the angels urged Lot by saying, quick, take your wife and your daughters who are with you, or you'll be swept away when the city is punished. And as soon as they were outside, one of the angels said, wait, run for your lives and don't look behind you and don't stop on the plain. Run for the hills or you will be swept away. The Bible says in verse 26, Lot's wife turned back because her heart, her possessions, her life was tied up in that city, and she turned into a column of salt. You can still go to Israel today and find the location where they say, this is where Lot's wife turned into a column of salt. Now, I want you to think about this. Lot had his day of visitation, his day of decision. From one wrong decision, his life began to spiral down. He moved to the wrong community. He lost his wife. He lost his wealth. He almost lost his life. God only spared Lot because of Abraham's prayer. Some of you are only here because you have been spared because of somebody else's prayers. Some of you listening to me, at least. Genesis 19 and 29 says, and when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, not Lot. He remembered Abraham. Therefore, Lot was allowed to escape from the destruction that came to the cities where he was living. Story's not over yet. In Genesis 19 and 20, afterwards, Lot left Zoar because he was afraid of the people there, and he went to live in a cave in the mountain with his two daughters. His daughters, influenced by the wickedness of Sodom, tricked their father into having relations with them. And they both had a child. Genesis 19:37 says, when the older daughter gave birth to a son, she named him Moab. And he became the ancestor of the nation now known as the Moabites. When the younger daughter gave birth to a son, she named him Ben-Ami. He became the ancestor of the nation now known as the Ammonites. Their sons became mighty nations. But their sons became the nations that were enemies with Israel. Abraham's descendants suffered because of his disobedience. Now, I want you to listen to me. During God's visitation to Abraham, he said to him in Genesis 12 and 1, leave your country, leave your family members, leave your home and come with me to the land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation and bless you. God said, just you and Sarah, Abraham, follow me. Leave all those family members behind you. Apparently, Abraham's brother had died, and he became responsible for taking care of Lot, so he felt it was innocent to take him. It appeared innocent. He probably felt some family obligation, folks, but disobedience establishes danger. You can make up all kinds of reasons why you have to disobey God, but it will never turn out something good for you. You may say, well, God understands. He does. That's why he warned you before you do what you do. He sees the future. He's trying to protect you. He's trying to save you. Don't go that way. Go this way. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. Don't do what you want to do. Do what I tell you to do. God visits us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in the time we have to make decisions. Abraham felt it's okay. He's just young. It's my responsibility. God understands I've got to take care of my family. But folks, I'm going to tell you again, God's visitations are always to bring blessing and to bring deliverance to you from trouble. You must obey God, or it will not end well for you. Because of his disobedience, he established the enemies of his descendants. Think about this. They would have never had the Moabites or the Ammonites coming against Israel if Abraham had just obeyed God. The decisions you make today will influence your ancestors, will influence your children and their children and your descendants if they're the wrong decisions especially. Folks, we have to understand that because of our warfare with the enemy, there is always destiny, which is God's plan for our life, and destruction, which is the devil's plan for your life, that always awaits each person. Destiny, destruction. Destiny, God's plan. Destruction, Satan's plan. You can only get God's plan through obedience. Whether you recognize that you are having a day of visitation will determine the outcome of your life. Jesus said of the Jews on Palm Sunday, they did not recognize their day of visitation. They didn't recognize that this was their day of decision. And to live, they had to decide for me. Some of you right now, you're having a day of visitation. There are things going on in your life right now that are going to determine your destiny and the destiny of your children. Some of you young people, you're graduating from school. You're in school. You have to decide if you're going to follow God's way or if you're going to follow your friends. This is a day of visitation for most of us. Don't be blinded that the decisions you make, right or wrong, can and will affect your destiny.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message today is Discerning Seasons of Destiny, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the
time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.